This is Fresh Air. Ty Segall is 27 years old, and he does it all. Writes, sings, produces, plays guitar, and drums. He's released a large amount of music over the past decade, solo albums as well as working with other bands. Rock critic Ken Tucker is going to review Segall's new 4-song EP, Mr. Face, and try to get a fix on Segall's recent productivity.
Sometimes I feel as though I almost owe Ty Segall an apology. The kid has released an album a year for the past 7 years, put out numerous singles, EPs, even cassettes of new music. This, in addition to performing as part or most of at least 6 other bands, including Fuzz and the Epsilons. All this work, and I've never reviewed a Ty Segall project here. As a kind of New Year's resolution, I told myself I'd tackle the next thing Segall released. And that turned out to be Mr. Face, a 4-song EP that's a terrific showcase for Segall's artfully ragged style. He plays everything on these recordings with the exception of one drum part on one song. Ty Segall is deeply influenced by music recorded before he was born or when he was very young. He has cited as influences everyone from The Grateful Dead to The Velvet Underground to Kiss. He uses the phrase super noisy to characterize some of his best music, which partakes of the bash-it-out philosophy of 60s garage rock and 70s punk. A song on the new EP called Circles begins with a 30-second drum solo, followed by a song that achieves maximum intensity right from the start of Segall's vocal. The entire song is a plaintive wail about the difficulties of a relationship based on endless analyzing of the relationship. Segall knows how to have fun. The Mr. Face EP comes on 2 7-inch discs that double as a pair of 3D glasses. If you're looking to increase your Ty Segall collection, I highly recommend his solo albums Manipulator and Twins, a compilation of non-album songs called Singles 2, and the Fuzz 2013 album. Sure, there's some self-indulgence in Segall's work, and some repetition if you listen to big chunks of his discography. But self-indulgence in the service of creating the kind of passion produced when you pour out everything is a rewarding indulgence. And who besides a music critic re-listens to a half dozen albums by the same artist in one sitting? I Ty Segall knows that's not how most people consume music. He knows that his listeners are looking for something fresh and new that nevertheless links up to a grand tradition of flat-out, revved-up rock and roll. And he gives it to them. He gives it to them a lot.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Ty Segall's new four-song EP called Mr. Face.